This is your boy, the most fabulous T-Bear 183, doing it to you in your ears as we chilling with my guys, the Hip Hop Digest Show, Kurt G, E Green, and King Killer, all up in your earlobe.
I'm fine, but don't touch, they're mine. I'm gonna teach these guys a few lessons.
God damn it, DeSavio. I've been in charge here 15 years. And nobody tells me how to run my business.
Hey, your business is running our business. Do you understand that? You know, you may be a big shot around here up in Harlem, but below 110th Street, you're nothing but just a hired nigga. That's all.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's your man, E Color, with the COVID edition today. What up, brothers?
What's good? That dreaded C word done struck the gang. Good
yeah,
gosh.
Struck the gang, but it ain't shut me down though.
I got
it light compared to a lot of people I've heard, Joe. So I'm feeling blessed and thankful right now.
Yes, sir. At this point, it's at the point where I don't think there's nobody that don't know somebody that got it or had it.
Yeah.
Ain't no such thing as COVID.
He said, no such thing as COVID.
No such thing as COVID.
Oh, B. Should we open that door?
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. I don't know.
We'll leave it at that. All right. So now back to the show.
Okay. Back to the previous program. So anyway, the first show, or is it the second show in 22?
It's the second show, but the first official show, because we did the albums of the year was the first show, but okay. It was supposed to be the end of the year.
No doubt. So we did a fishbowl. We pulled out Super Rockin' JC, who actually had been on two previous shows. I was looking at covers.
Yes,
he's actually
was.
On two previous shows, but he's
early
not
shows.
On right. But he's not on this show, so he's out.
Oh, wow! 1,000
grams
allowed
to the gut.
Yeah. He's out. I'm assuming we'll be at the fish bowling at the end of the show for a new guest.
Did you find out? Never mind. I didn't even want to ask you because you've been with this COVID shit. Like, did you find out who that was that hit you and said
yeah,
that?
B, I figured it had to be
real Kempy because I seen he was back in the text chain, so I figured it was him that did that shit that said that he was out.
It must have been because I don't know.
So, if that was you, real Kempy, hit us up.
So. In any case, as we continue on, back in the saddle, if you will, on a text chain again, for all you new listeners, if you're listening to the digest for the first time, you would have been new about this because it happened in the text chain. Somebody posted a very old list, too old list, by the way, of Kumo D, his report card list of MCs at the time. I think one was in the 90s and one was in the late 80s.
Yes.
I believe. Which basically compiled a book. He had wrote a book. Okay. Flash that book for a second.
What was the title of the book?
I have the book. It's in the other.
There's a God
on the microphone.
The 250 Greatest MCs.
By Kumo D.
Yes, sir.
And it was forwarded by Chuck D. So he gave all the MCs at the time in the late 80s through the early to semi-mid 90s a grade. Okay? He really wasn't trashing nobody, but he was just giving grades. Okay? Then he wrote a book. Somebody posted the original grades from his handwritten notes, and it sparked all kinds of fucking debate. Which veterans like us, we already knew about that. And veterans like us, of course, we already had the book. So we weren't surprised at what we saw.
It's not like he changed anything.
Right.
It was the exact shit he put in his book.
I think some people probably were learning the depth and the level of the true animosity Kumo D had for LL. LL doesn't appear on any list.
He did on the first one.
He's on the first list in the 80s?
Yes. LL got an A, I think it was.
Oh, shit. I better check myself.
He was on that one. I think he did get it. He got an A on that
one. I better check myself. But anyway, but you know what I'm talking about. Some of the more ludicrous grades, I thought.
He said ludicrous.
no pun intended. Were the C pluses and C minuses he was handing out to the likes of Master P, Mace, and I think Too Short. you know, they were getting C's, and Puffy is getting B's. So, you know, I got to check Kumo D there. I got to check Kumo D.
Puff you got the same grade as Jay-Z.
Yeah.
That was funny.
You got to check Kumo D on that. Now, look, in real time, he's writing this grade list out in real time. So, you know, Puffy is at one point, he's the man, if you can believe it or not, for a very short amount of time. But at one point, Puffy's the man.
So it must have been during the time he put this grade list out. Puffy was at the height of his powers.
You know what I mean? And you can say a lot. You can say a lot of shit you want to about Too Short's rhyming ability, but at least, damn it, he wrote it down and it came from him. And a lot of these other cats up here, boy, they are fraudulent frauds. You know what I mean? So, but we can, you know, but that's what's up. So go get the book if you really want the comprehensive get down.
Yeah, because I don't even want to look at this list. As I'm looking at it, fucking Black Thought got a B+.
Delete that.
he put Snoop. Wait, Snoop got a B+, and Big Pun got a B. Come on, yo. Come on.
Well, like I say, when you're looking at it through the lens of the time when people are the man,
right?
You know, say that
Thought
the man is a B+.
As an entertainer and a dancer, all in the video, you get an A+.
Exactly.
So, you get A+ as a businessman. Give him that.
That wasn't one of the categories, though.
Exactly.
So, but anyway, all right, that's what's good. So the next talk we're going to go in, this is going to be pretty comprehensive because I thought it was pretty interesting. The Versus continues to be a pretty reasonable topic, I think. And I think what I like about the Versus is that it does promote critical thinking. The Versus series does promote critical thinking about who should go up against who and the reasons why. And two, it really does, you know, you could be the man, right? But you not really be the man lyrically.
Right.
Or you could be the man, but you're really not the man on your stage show.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody has pluses and minuses.
Yes.
And he was putting that, he had a comprehensive list of how he put shit together. And some of that shit was really is how everybody, I think they should put their list together, is actually breaking it all the way down. Is actually, if you want to give somebody a full grade for what they really are, is not just some nigga that makes a lot of money, just somebody that's real popular on social media. Is this nigga really nice on the mic, or you just like him because he's popular?
Right, and see, that's why I like, that's why I like the Versus and really being a hot topic incongruent with the Kumo D, because, again, it gets you critical thinking. So somebody wrote a comprehensive odds list about people, could anyone actually beat Hov in a Versus?
Sure. Somebody could beat him as far as rhyme skills.
But I got a comprehensive list. Let's check it out and tell me what you think. These are the people that this particular author picked. Okay. He starts out at Future. And the odds he gave Future is 100-1. Future actually has thrown his own name into the ring when it comes to that. And this is what the guy wrote. He said, Future is someone who could challenge Jay-Z, and we admire his ambition, but he's really punching above his weight class here. So, and I think that's true. Future's out there saying, you know, I'm more popular than Hov in the street.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He is. I'll give him that. He is more popular. He will get that. He will get the street vote because he is more popular than that. Not the street vote in New York, maybe not. But he will get the street vote pretty much everywhere else. I'll give him that.
He's
more popular.
Really? L.A. he can get the street vote?
He might.
Wow.
He might. Because there ain't a lot of Jay-Z fans out there, nigga. Jay-Z's very, very popular. And Jay-Z, at the time of height of his powers, Jay-Z was Drake.
No, he wasn't.
I'm saying like this in popularity. Either you liked him or you didn't.
That's true.
On that popularity, okay. Either you liked Jay-Z or you didn't. He was Drake. Either niggas like him or you don't like him.
Jay-Z's popular for a different reason now, though, right?
Oh, definitely.
Almost definitely.
Yeah, now. Definitely.
See, right now, a lot of people that didn't like Hov back then like him now because they like the person that he's become as far as the businessman and reaching back and helping people. They like that person that's come out now. But back then when he was top of his powers as far as making music, Niggas wasn't fucking with Jay-Z like that.
I don't know. I think it's more comprehensive than that. I think Hov, and I'm going to get, there's a lot of people on the list, and I'm going to get through them. But I think that Hov, wifey, you can never underestimate who he's married to.
Oh, no. That gives him plus points off the break.
And then, too, I think his music as of late, or at least as of 444, was a sort of a reaching across all bridges. You know, that if you're an old head in L.A., you want to put up 444 up against some of the more drillish, trappish type of material.
But that's so two generations. That's so...
It is.
That's oil and water to me, because that's a generation of niggas when hip-hop was still holding on to being hip-hop till this shit that's out now. And these niggas, with either you in one camp or you in the other camp, there's no I like Future's music or I like Jay-Z's music. I like both of them. Ain't too many niggas that like both Future and Jay-Z.
I know.
So that's why that's a bad versus. It's not like you can be like, oh damn, that was a popular song. Oh, I like that joint right there. That's crazy. By Future. Oh man, that whole song. I remember that joint. You got to put them together as far as being either, even if they're not from the same generation, at least try to make the same type of music or from the same, that got the same type of people that like both of them.
All right, so let me, again, it's a comprehensive list. I'm going to get through everybody. A lot of these conclusions are going to be the same when it comes to Hov anyway. The next person on the list is Rick Ross, and they throw him at 25-1. They say Ross put out 11 albums in 15 years, and he's got a lot of songs to choose from. Obviously, his fans will be bugging out with Ross because of the deeper cuts. Sure, his odds of winning are long, but he has a puncher's chance. And they go into why Hov wins is because he does everything Ross does at a higher level. It's like Clyde Drexler versus Michael Jordan. One is a Hall of Famer. The other one is a GOAT. Now, that's high praise for Ross.
And you know what?
That's high praise for Ross.
Put it like this, B. Put it like this. I think it would be closer than niggas think it would be, because Ross has got some popular fucking cuts, and Jay-Z does too. He has fucking a million of them, but it's like, you got to think about it again. It depends on who's watching the fucking verses. If, on the social media end of the game, poof, I don't know, B. It might be closer than you think.
Well, they put it at 25-1, so, you know, I don't know. I think it's very interesting to me. I believe that Ross, I don't know what show that was, and I know that I thought that Ross was the most talented out of the Southern guys. I know Swerve picked T.I. I don't know who you picked. I forgot who you picked on that show. But we all picked a Southern guy. I don't know if I think you might have picked Wayne or something.
I don't know who I picked. Was it Jeezy? Somebody I picked.
Yeah, maybe it was Jeezy.
It was somebody I picked. I think it might have been Jeezy, because this nigga kept on going, yeah.
so that's high praise for Ross at 25-1. Next on the list, and this is to me probably one of two most really dangerous people, at 17-1, Busta Rhymes. It says Busta Rhymes has two decades of songs and will tear the roof off of anything. And he used to battle Jay-Z in high school, so it could be a full circle moment. Now, the thing of it is that, again, he doesn't really do a lot of explaining why Hov wins. I think Hov wins a lot of these things because of who Hov is now.
He went to popularity.
But Busta Rhymes' energy and Busta Rhymes' live show, that could be a little touchy for Hov.
Right.
Because up against Bus.
The thing is, on the live end of things, I think Busta wins the live end. If they're on stage doing their songs, because all Jay-Z does is just stand there and does his song. You don't see Jay-Z jumping around, getting all animated and shit. That nigga stands there and he does his songs, and that's pretty much it. And he's standing there in his godlike moment while niggas is throwing up the diamond and praising this nigga, doing what he does. That's what he does. He's just basking the moment. As far as a Busta just going to come out there and just get you by just sure ripping your head off and letting you, nigga, you going to like me or you going to fucking like me. Pretty much is how he comes at you.
Indeed. So, I got to say, I still, to this day, Bus is still, we've seen him at the House of Blues, it's still got to be one of the most energetic cats ever that I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Just in a live performance way.
Bus is crazy, yo. Bus is crazy, and that's nuts to me. I don't see how niggas, a lot of niggas, to me, a lot of niggas be disrespecting Bus. they don't give Bust the credit that he deserves as far as when you want to put him up against the heavyweights in the game. Like, Bust don't deserve to be a top five, top ten type of caliber nigga.
And I think the reason why is because Bust is not doing or is not doing what Nas is doing now. But more on Nas later. Let me go on to the next one. Eminem at 15-1. It says about Eminem, Eminem's greatest hits collection is the first rap album to sit on the Billboard charts for an entire decade.
Wow.
He's one of the few rappers who have the same recognition as Jay-Z, if not more.
He's got more.
It says why Jay-Z wins, again, consistency. Eminem's run was a supernova at the turn of the century, but he hasn't sustained the same level of accomplishments as Jay-Z over the past two decades. Now, this is just a matter of stylistic differences here. Yeah, you got cats who are at the altar of M, and I understand why. Because, again, technically, if Eminem ever wakes up and decides that, oh, fuck, I'm going to just start rhyming over hip-hop beats, it could be a factor. But until then...
I was going to say, would that be fair? Because, you know, you got to use what you got. You can't be making up new shit.
No. What I was just saying is as far as the impact, they're saying M really doesn't have the impact that Hove has had. Man, Hove has put out some turds, you know, in this decade too.
Eminem has as well. But if we talk back that word popularity again,
Eminem wins. I think Eminem wins that contest, B. Eminem brings in that other demographic, my nigga, when it comes to popularity. That demographic that doesn't, a lot of them niggas don't even listen to rap like that, but they listen to Eminem. That demographic will be coming into the crew, to the crowd, and that's when Versus will get all them eyes, and that's when they'll be like, you know what? Fuck these rap niggas. Let's start putting some other niggas on this stage, because this is what makes the motherfucking money here, because Eminem just brought a whole bunch of eyes to this motherfucker that don't usually show up.
Mm. Yep.
All right.
So I think Eminem wins the popularity contest and Hove loses that battle.
At 15-1. All right. No doubt. Next one on that list is LL Cool J, and he clocks in at 12-1. It said kids may not know LL Cool J, but anything for his acting. But in fact, in his day, LL Cool J was
the man.
But the fact that LL Cool J run was mostly through the 80s and 90s. Prohibits this. I mean, but there's a natural tension because you got to remember LL and Hove had beef
for a minute. Yeah.
When Hove was the president of Def Jam and LL was basically, he was getting shelved on his projects and shit. The man who was really
who built Def Jam. But you know what? Some of that stuff he was putting out should have got showed, though.
I know.
Exit 13, my nigga.
Exit 13.
Come on, my nigga.
Come on, B. That motherfucker.
Like, you way better than this. Come on, B.
That LL and J-Lo produced by Jamie. Come on, son. This is horrible.
Garbage.
Yeah, so, yeah, at 12-1, you know.
That's giving him a whole lot better chance than he probably will get. But LL, as far as rap skills, could hang with fucking Hov.
Oh yeah, but
easily.
But now, see, the thing of it is that the fact that Jada Kiss changed the dynamics. You know, he took out Dipset. Nah, Dipset's very popular, but he took them out on rhyme skills. He changed the dynamics.
But he didn't take them out on rhyme skills alone, though.
No,
Jada with the jokes and the just shutting them down off of that, just straight up, just the shit. That's his attitude on the stage. Telling niggas to shut the fuck up. See what I'm saying? And his demeanor, like, he ran that shit. Like, he the king on this stage.
But that is master of ceremony style. So, to me, that just goes back to, you know, what it's supposed to be. All right, let me continue on. Next on the list, and it's probably the most, it's not the most controversial, but to me would probably be the most interesting, Nas at 10-1. And before we go into Nas in concluding the 10-1, that Nas magic is absolutely absolutely fucking awesome. Hit Boy is look like that he's studying. He's starting to I see what this hip hop thing is here. Oh my goodness, but moral that I won't continue, but nigga.
But to me, that will bring back the old fuck Jay-Z.
Well, here we go. So let me read the copy.
That would bring back that shit.
Let me read the copy before you get into that. It says, it's a good thing that they're buddies now. It would make Nas and Jay would make magic on stage together. Nas has maybe the most love album, Illmatic, in the history of hip hop, and it's still going strong. Longevity isn't a problem for Nas, so he would match up well with Jay. He was like, in order for Nas to win, Nas would have to go below the belt and perform Ether. Okay, the most famous diss track of all time. I gotta tell you, that's the thing right there. Hov fans and even Hov itself are spoiling to somehow wipe away that stain of blood.
Well, Jay-Z himself even said that he took that L on that. So he's admitted to that. But still, the fans won't admit to it and won't take it. And that's what's getting you.
I feel like they should have to start with their first feature, Hawaiian Sophie versus Live at the Barbecue, and see what happens.
Yeah, did he actually rhyme on Hawaiian Soapy?
Did he rhyme on that know. Shit? I know he's all up in the video with the Hawaiian shirt on, but I don't know if
rhyme, he didn't he?
I don't remember him rhyming.
See,
I remember him in the video. I don't remember him rhyming.
I don't remember him rhyming. I thought his first was feature original, would be original concept.
Yeah.
Not original concept, okay. Original. I got the fucking 12 inch shit.
Original something.
Yes. Them niggas. When Hov was off that harp. That
fast rhyming shit.
Fast rhyming shit. So.
Hey,
but that. Right, and that was a hot record too. So, no doubt. All that being said, I think if they got into the gutter, and then once the beat for Ether drop and the crowd goes nuts, Hov's still gonna be at the same place. Even though, like Kerji always says, super ugly beat is better.
That's super ugly. Not the super ugly beat.
Takeover
beat.
Oh, the Takeover. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
The Takeover beat was so much better. That track is whack to me. I ain't even gonna front. That Ether track is just whack, my nigga. It's just straight up whack.
But it's iconic, because as soon as the symphony hits drop, the whole arena's gonna go nuts.
It's just because that nigga said, I will not lose. He just took Jay-Z's words and just straight flipped on that nigga. So
that's what's up. 10-1, Nas. You know what I mean? So
I don't know, B. I think Nas wins again. I think I'm giving Nas that win, and I'm giving Eminem a win. So that's two losses I think he would take.
Wow. At high odds, too. 10-1. The next one is, again, a style that just can't do it. They put Missy Elliott in at 9-1.
Oh, come on.
What?
Come on, son.
Let me read the copy.
I like Missy. I'm not even going to front on Missy.
I thought Missy got the shaft even in this. It said Missy Elliott really hasn't been in the Jay-Z conversation. Maybe it's a kind of clash of styles. Missy Elliott is one of the most influential artists of our time.
Songwriters,
with
too.
A catalog and a formidable top 20 tracks that she could pull out. Okay, but it says that in order for Missy Elliott to win, that she would have to come out the box by like changing stage sets and outfits every other song.
Nope.
And I'm like,
come on, son. Come on, son.
So Missy Elliott, again, as talented as she is, even the guy who's writing this kind of job disrespects, because Missy Elliott's going to want to go in and do verses like everybody else.
Right. Because she got pride, too. Fuck that.
Exactly.
I'm going to come in here and I'm going to stand my own. Just
exactly.
Like the rest of these
again, he's not saying anything about Hov other than, again, Hov's catalog and his hits is too big to deal with. I don't know about that.
Yeah, Missy's got a lot of motherfucking hits. And then when you start bringing in fucking, like niggas do now, they ain't just doing their own songs. They're bringing in fucking shit that they featured on. Shits like that, songs that they fucking wrote, they bringing in all kinds of shit. So Missy is very formidable. I won't say that she's gonna get fucking wiped off the map, but I don't see that as close as like she might get. What is it? 20 songs?
Yes, 20 songs.
So I give her 6 out of the 20.
Well, I gotta tell you now. She's gonna do her own joints. Is she allowed to bring in any writing joints, any Aaliyah joints? I mean, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. The way niggas do shit now, where they start trying to bring in other shit that you didn't even know they was a part of. They start dragging that shit in just to so they can put a hit out there and be like, yeah, that was me, nigga. I did that shit. I wrote that shit. Just so you can be like, oh, okay.
Just to get the crowd into it. Can you repeat what the odds were for Missy?
9-1.
And so she got a better chance to beat Jay-Z than Nas.
Basically, and Eminem.
And Eminem. So, and everybody else that you said.
So, this and I'm going to tell you why.
Likes Missy a lot.
Well, no, this person likes commercial rap. And the last three will bear that out.
Okay.
This guy is a commercial rap fan, and he's doing this from a commercial rap perspective. So maybe I should have said that off the break. These odds are set up, you know, this is not like Vegas odds. These are commercial rap odds. All right?
Okay.
The next one on the list here is Blackface at 5-1.
Put it like this, B.
Let me read the copy before you go heavy. Fucking Blackface at 5-1. He said, when all of Versus Hoopla started, I argued that Blackface would be the most unbeatable star there is. But again, and I used his words earlier, but Jadakiss changed the metric for winning a Versus by stealing the show against Dipset. Anyway, he goes on to say that now you actually can come in and freestyle and you need more than hits. Can Blackface adjust to the new model? He said, if there's a very young and mainstream crowd who's in there just to scream YOLO, then Blackface can steal this, or maybe if it's on TikTok. And it says, Blackface could roll out all his hits, but he lacks the classic albums and the stick to your ribs legacy. Jay-Z can beat him on B-sides and non-singles.
So he can give it. First, he's saying the nigga can win outright. Then he's just basically this nigga's get beat by B-sides.
He said Blackface just can't hold up. Now, it's two things that I find particularly interesting. He's writing this from a commercial level. But what I always said about Blackface, he's got a lot of hits and he's the man of this generation. But is he really the fucking man?
See, that again goes back to the first one you brought up. That's going to break. That goes back to Future and Jay-Z. That just going to go together. Just like Drake and Jay-Z just don't. That don't go together. Because Drake wipes Jay-Z off the map. If you're going to bring in the social media generation. And most of these niggas is social media generation that watches Versus. So he wipes them. It ain't even close to me. Jay-Z gets beat unmercifully. If it goes by that generation. Now, if a bunch of us type of niggas and niggas from our generation and niggas that love hip hop and Jay-Z just brings out strictly hip hop tracks and not all that fucking shit he did with them bullshit joints that he did out there, Mariah Carey and fucking everybody else, them R&B joints that he did, then you maybe he'll get a win off of that.
At Madison Square Garden, this
Jay-Z
nigga
wins right,
exactly. He rolls out
in
Alicia
New York,
Keys.
My nigga, he wins.
Right, he rolls out Alicia Keys, and they do New York, and that's over.
If it's in New York, he wins. This would have to be in a place, a fucking like Vegas or some shit. That's maybe a neutral spot because there's no way in New York that fucking Drake wins. This is out the window. This is a one-time king of New York. There's no way he wins. A
couple of shows ago, nigga, when you pulled out the fucking Drake intro and he's getting booed at the Tyler Creator set, that makes me wonder how powerful this cat legacy gonna hold up. But that's just...
But that's the crowd that wasn't fucking with him.
B, Tyler the Creator? I like Tyler, too. I really have come to respect and really have appreciated his last three joints.
Tyler started out in mud. That nigga brought it up through the college radio set. So
yeah,
he came up through all of that shit and came up, and he still remained popular in the cats, that college radio shit. Them niggas is running fucking Simi Valley and that shit. They're running that shit out. Silicon Valley is what I meant to say.
Okay.
Them niggas is running that shit now. So them niggas, he got that crowd behind him.
Okay, so anyway. But anyway, the next person who's on the list is your boy Kanye West at 3-1. Fuck that nigga. I ain't read no copy on him.
What? Come on, son. We can't have no banter about that shit.
Fuck that nigga. 3-1.
Wow.
So at the last, and person thought that would give Hov the absolute most at 2-1 is drum roll for one. Little H Weezy Wayne. Wayne at 2-1. They said this It's funny you said it, all the stuff you said about blackface. He starts out the copy with this location, location, location. One of the things that complicates this matchup is regional biases. Region repping, the old Hip Hop Digest term, comes back. He said neither stands a chance in a road game.
Yeah, anywhere in the South, Jay-Z loses unmercifully. Just gets his ass whipped. Straight just fucking just waxed.
And it's basically what the copy says. In New York, of course, Wayne, he gets booed. They talk about Wayne.
Not really.
Wayne,
New York like Wayne.
Again, but that's going to be generational. But I tell you, he does basically go in to say, and the reason why Wayne at 2-1 is because Wayne was a kid when the Hot Boys, just a couple years past Ho's first album, and a young non-rhyming yet, because you got to remember, people Wayne was terrible as a kid.
But he was a kid.
But he's a kid still, nonetheless, but he was terrible. And again, and I was around, but I was around to say, I don't want to hear that kid stuff when you got a 16-year-old LL Cool J doing I Need a Beat. I don't want to hear that kid shit.
But he was younger than that.
Yeah, all right. He was, I think he was 13, maybe 3 years. Okay. Maybe that makes a difference. All right. I'll give him that. But there's the odds. So you're saying out of all those odds, you would have made money on the Eminem and the Nas. Eminem at 15-1 at Nas at 10-1. You'd have had a pretty tidy sum there, G.
I would have made some good money because I'm thinking they got the best shot of winning.
I'm here to tell you, I probably wouldn't watch not many of them shits at all, yo. At all. Busta Rhymes, LL. Maybe Eminem to see if he go back to them old game records or something.
Nah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with too many of those.
Rosenberg standing back there like, nope, put this one on. Damn. Then we're going to put this one on. Then we're going to put that one on.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about that. Ain't no doubt about that. So, no doubt. So, there you go. There's your versus odds. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
So, B, no banter, my nigga. Fuck that nigga. I'm getting nothing from this nigga. I'm trying to just get a rise out of him.
He's ready for the next
topic. He's ready for the next topic.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy, my boy. I ain't gonna say your boy. This is my boy. My boy. And he's a Trump lover too, but I don't.
Kodiak?
He's a Trump lover
Kodiak,
too.
Kodiak.
Your boy Kodiak, he got popped the other day on a bullshit charge. And of course, you know, the copy was like Kodiak Black arrested on a trespassing charge. So, of course, when you go in on it, I'm thinking, damn, this nigga, he wilding. Yeah, it's basically clickbait. So, check it out. And this is how clickbait it was. So, he actually did get arrested on trespassing charge. But what it was is the project that he gave away those air conditioners. That's apparently where he kind of grew up and he got friends there. So, he was back in the project visiting his boys, right? The people who owned that project were upset with Kodiak because he gave unapproved air conditioners to the residents. And they took out a restraining order saying that he cannot come on the property.
So it's not a trumped up charge then. I said that on purpose.
Indeed. So I'm thinking to myself, damn, yo, Kodiak, I really got to get some lawyers on this team. I don't know if they can enforce that. I mean, you basically got... don't get me wrong, I ain't saying it's white folk. I don't know who it is. Maybe it was some upset niggas mad that Kodiak showed up and gave relief to the residents in that housing project. And they mad and going to take out a restraining order.
Water to the slaves, my nigga.
Yo, B, that electric bill got kind of high after that.
Make them earn this water.
So... Yeah, I just wanted to clear my man name out there. You know what I'm saying? I don't like his art. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think that if I met him, I would like him because he probably reminds me of a lot of guys I knew in the past. So, yeah, I think me and Kodiak would be cool as fuck. You know what I mean? I don't like his music, but personally, we probably will be good. So,
He's like, I respect you, Pop Pop. I know you old nigga. You don't really fuck with my music, but I respect you.
Oh, I do. Hey, when that nigga came out with that rant and was like, celebrity? Fuck that. I was like, that's my boy.
He ain't gonna be all in my comments.
Yeah, exactly. Dissing me. So anyway, shout to Kodiak and shit. You know what I mean?
I'm living in a fucking crazy world. This dude will not talk about that guy with them sandbag shoes and shit.
Right, but he gonna talk about Kodiak, right? But he will
mess with the other dude that fucks with Trump. I'm just in bizarro world right now.
Because he could be his friend, though. He can't be friends with Ye.
Damn.
So I'm gonna end this. I'm gonna end that topic.
He's still moving on fast.
Yeah, I'm gonna end that topic. Yo, I'm gonna end that topic
and
with
for
this.
And for the record, sandbags wins.
Sandbags wins.
Outright win. No bullshit. Outright win. Sandbags wins.
I'm not talking about that. The only reason Kodiak only likes Trump because he got him out of jail. That's the only reason why he fuck with Trump. Okay.
Yeah, but he let
the
it
boy,
go.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let me get to the. Let me get to the more important things. All right. This week we're gonna honor people who have passed on this week, 2022. Right off the break, the first person we got passed on is actor, the Dean of all African-American male actors, point blank, stop, bar none, Sidney Poitier. Rest in peace.
Yes.
I tell you, when I was talking about the topic of where we come from, I should start that topic next week with Sidney Poitier and At the Heat of the Night.
Okay.
Because he plays a Philadelphia. One of the things I'm going to say where we come from, and I want to talk about certain scenes in that movie. I've seen the movie a million times. I love it.
So let's start this week.
So one of the scenes in the movie is after Sidney Poitier is arrested and taken to the sheriff's department. He's in the sheriff's department and they got his money out on the table. And they like, and the cop is like, you know, Dan, you got $150 in your wallet. Color can't make that kind of money. Where did you get it? By killing yourself a white man? Tibbs just went on his ass. Told him I'm a cop. I made it in Philadelphia. And then pulls the badge out on him. The scene I want to say from where we come from is that there was no way that this Southern law enforcement agency is even going to give him the benefit of any doubt. Of any doubt. Expertly acted. That's probably one of at least a dozen scenes in that movie that where we've come from. And as Swervin would say, you know, in a lot of cases, we ain't that far from that.
No, sir.
For sure.
So, no doubt. But anyway, rest in peace to Sidney Poitier. Each generation has got their guy. But he started it all because he was the first one to win the Grammy. Oscar. Sorry, B. You know I don't like, fuck with that.
He's like, oh shit, he put out a hip hop album, my nigga.
Yeah,
Sidney P, my nigga.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what I'm saying? But anyway, he won the, you know what I'm saying, and then you could probably go to James Earl Jones after that, and then et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, rest in peace to him. All right. The next person we're going to shout out to is Jesse Lee Daniels, Force MD singer. And you can hear his voice on obviously Tender Love and many other Force MCs or MDs. They used to be known as the MCs. You can hear that on their records of Staten Island, New York, as they represent. OK, the island. OK.
Riley.
Right, no doubt. And he passed away, and we want to honor him. Obviously, long history in hip-hop, Staten Island, Ferry as the MCs, and so on and so forth. Say rest in peace to him. And to last but certainly not least, rest in peace to James M. Toomey. What I would say, the controversial James M. Toomey, but he really was controversial for a hot minute. But he is actually a pretty accomplished dude. And if you really don't really realize, obviously, his government name is James Foreman. South Philadelphia represent. You know what I mean? He was the son of Jazz Hall of Famer Jimmy Heath, if you could believe that. I mean, Jimmy Heath is your dad. Yeah, I'm just crazy. You know what I mean? He grew up and was the first black Middle Atlantic AAU champion in the backstroke. Okay. Wow. Yeah, he actually got a scholarship to college for that in a swimming scholarship, if you could believe that, James M. Toomey. Basically, but music was his thing. He really was a jazz musician more than anything else. You know what I'm saying? He played with McCoy Tyner, Freddie Hubbard, and Miles Davis. I mean, if you're playing with those guys, you know, you damn near a Hall of Famer yourself. But basically, he comes into our consciousness in the 80s with his R&B group, M. Toomey, if you will. But he wrote for everybody else. He wrote hit songs for Stephanie Mills, Never Knew Love Like This Before. He wrote songs for Roberta Flack, Phyllis Hyman, Donny Hathaway. So he's a very accomplished gentleman, all right? But where James M. Toomey gets into trouble.
Talking all that jazz.
Thank you very much, sir. Stetsasonic, talking all that jazz. Where James M. Toomey was one of the 80s prominent R&B cats who he later retracted that, but was one of the prominent R&B cats who was like, fuck this rap shit. It's garbage. So, of course, you know how we are in hip-hop and shit. We're going to address that. Daddy O and Stetsasonic put out a record called All That Jazz. And right in the middle of the record is that's when they dropped his record, you know, answered him directly. And then don't be talking trash about hip hop in that way. You know what I mean? You don't know what you're talking about. But later retracted, and really only really later retracted when Puffy brang Biggie.
And them checks start coming in.
And he wrote that check because James M. Toomey tells a very gleefully story about Puffy bringing Big up. Big like, yo, we need this sample. And then Puffy like, well, what are we paying? And so James M. Toomey names the number, which is still not known. Puffy writes the check for the number and ongoing royalties right there. And then that's when he changed his whole tune.
Wow.
About hip-hop. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to say we have some serious headphone amp problems, and I can't wait to get this bitch out of here. As I go on, rest in peace to James M. Toomey.
Yes, rest in peace to James M. Toomey.
Yes, sir.
Before we address that shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're having some serious issues right now, and as an engineer, it's fucking with me heavily. Mm. It's going, my headphones are going in and out. Shit's tripping right now. You won't hear any of that because I'm going to mute this shit out, but we're just letting you know. There's some shit fucking up along the way.
Kirk gonna earn his money this week.
Goddamn right I am.
So anyway,
the show is late. That's the reason why, because I'm have to do a lot of fucking editing.
So anyway, to finish up on James M. Toomey, in 2018, he filed a lawsuit against Sony Music, basically to get his rights back to Juicy Fruit. Okay, M. Toomey claimed to hold the song's copyright, while Sony insisted that he did the albums and the singles for hire. So I don't know the resolve of that situation, but we say rest in peace to those three gods. Big deal in music and in hip hop and in the world of acting. No doubt about it. Three kings. Rest
off the break, my nigga. Rest, 2022 is coming in like fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace, gods. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and this is a quick blurb here, is your boy, it might start to loosen up for your boy a little bit here, Travis Scott. You know, he ended his year horribly. All right. But Congress asked Live Nation for documents on Astroworld tragedy. Apparently, a member of Congress drafted a letter and said that what is the date that they wrote the letter? By January 7th. It's already passed. I want questions answered in written form about what happened down at the Astroworld tragedy. Live Nation, you have a history of events going wrong at your concert venues.
Now, somebody, I don't know what congressman or senator or whoever the fuck is, don't like Live Nation, but somebody's asking the right fucking questions to the right people. Don't blame the fucking nigga that you see up front. Cause he's just don't you gotta pay attention to the man behind the mirror. And that's Live Nation. You talk to them niggas.
Apparently, somebody by the name of Carolyn B. Maloney, chairwoman of the Committee on Oversight and Reform, the member of Congress, I don't know where she is from. It doesn't say in the copy, but addressed Michael Ruffino, the same person that Chuck D said, you better start hollering at this cat. So
that's all fine and dandy, but I'm gonna need whoever that person on Capitol Hill is to put his nose in that insurrection situation and get to the bottom of that.
Start locking some of these.
Let
niggas
them
up.
Other people handle that Astro World. You need to be getting in that shit with those insurrectionists, my G.
With them niggas on the mutiny tip.
Exactly. Worry about that.
So there's a couple of topics that I got. I'm going to have back to back here. This the first topic kind of sets up the next topic here. This first topic is a 23-year-old young rapper. I never heard of him, by the name of Busy Blanks. I keep wanting to call that nigga Billy Blanks or Busy Banks.
Busy Bone. It sounds too close, man.
Yeah, Busy Banks. I'm sorry, but every time I see it, just, you know, I easily get a slip of the tongue on this show. I just like Billy Blanks and shit or whatever. Anyway, he was arrested on drug and money laundering and weapons charges. Apparently, his government name, Majesty Blessed Moses.
Wow.
Better known as, that, huh? Yeah, better known as.
I bet you it's Majesty.
Okay. All right. You're probably right. Yeah. Okay. Majesty Bless Moses. All right. Hey, B, you know me.
With a name like that.
I'm just here for the assist, B.
My man.
Like that, this is what you want to do, my nigga, with your life.
Anyway, the copy says, better known as Hot City Rapper Busy Banks. Again, was arrested for all of those things. He said, task force of Bergen County and New York City, warrant abatement squad or whoever these people are, and a search warrant yielded. And again, I thought weed was legal, but 2 pounds of marijuana, a reported $2,700 in cash. This is bullshit right here. Okay, a revolver loaded with hollow points. Well, then that's a felony.
That's going to get you.
Yeah, that's a felony. Again, the New York City Police Department and the Bergen County Regional SWAT team, they got the warrant. Mr. Busy was taken into custody at a Bergen County jail where he was booked and currently awaiting his first court appearance. The drill rapper was given a handful of charges, including unlawful possession of a weapon, marijuana and drug paraphernalia, and money laundering. I don't know about a lot of these charges, except for the gun with the hollow points in it. They're going to get him for that.
But
he was held without bond.
Put it like this. In this new rap world, my nigga, that's a good thing. All he did was earn some stripes, my nigga. That just makes him that more realer. In the eyes of these niggas that's fucking with this shit here. That drill rap too, my nigga?
Yeah.
That's just a stripes, my nigga. That just comes with the territory. If you ain't been arrested, my nigga, if you ain't killed nobody, my nigga, then you ain't really about this shit.
So, now that particular item sets up the next item. And this next item is a strange item because it's not from the United States. It comes from Sweden. The killing of popular Swedish rapper, and he spelled E-I-N-A-R, Einar, I don't know.
I'll take your word on that one.
Okay. Anyway, this young Swedish rapper, was gunned down in Sweden. Apparently, Sweden does have a gun violence problem of its own. You wouldn't know about that. But ever since this young Swedish rapper, which the Swedish press is calling a gangster rapper, okay, for maybe good reason. I took a liberty to watch two of the young man's videos, right? Drill, auto-tune, guns, and goons in the videos. This is a young white rapper from Sweden.
They're everywhere, my nigga.
And he's got goons and guns in the video. You could take him out and stick Keith Chief in there, and you wouldn't know one bit of difference other than the language.
Well, it's not just an American problem, my nigga.
They got
drill niggas all through the fucking Mexico and all that shit down there. You know them niggas, that cartel talk, nigga. That's all they do.
It says that the European press had recently been giving concern regarding drill scenes where deep bass lines combined with stark hyper-local descriptions of living and feuding and dying and struggling neighborhoods. I mean, this is Europe, my nigga. I mean, this is Europe. And it said for decades, the drill trap scene have been blamed for urban violence in the United States.
Maybe we got to holler at a man, Peter Johansson. About
yeah, maybe. Like I'm not saying that cats in Europe, you know, don't be having struggles of that nature. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm thinking to myself, I guess what I'm saying is, are we fucked? Are we fogies? Because I remember us. I remember me specifically. I'm defending Miami Bass. I'm defending a lot of Midwest. I'm defending a lot of hip hop. You know what I mean? I'm defending Ghetto Boys. I'm defending NWA. You know what I'm saying? I'm defending a lot of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm the age I am now. Am I fucked up in the game? Because I'm just like, I don't want to defend this drill shit. I hope they drill it. I don't want to defend it. I mean, am I fucked up, G? How do I defend these young cats?
What it is, if it was just strictly music, I would be defending it. The thing is, these niggas, what they saying on these records, is a lot of this shit is true. You know what I'm saying? This is real shit they saying. Like, they done really killed motherfuckers. Are they really making threats to other niggas, letting you know we gonna pull up on your ass?
So apparently the young Swedish rapper, he was gunned down while entering his home. Now, I don't know about his particular gang affiliation, but he was rolling with his local gangsters. Okay, there were local gangsters with him. Okay, kind of reminds me of like that Chris Brown shit, blood nigga, or that Weezy blood nigga. And they coming out the club, and you got niggas out there checking. What's up, blood? And then niggas want to get hop in a limo and shit, all fast and shit. So I don't know, B. I mean,
at that level, I was upset with Weezy and Chris Brown about claiming this gang shit, nigga. You don't need that shit. You're a famous star, my nigga. You don't need to be associating with shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Let Brian and them niggas handle that. Let them associate with that shit behind the scenes and clear the way so you can get passes and all that shit. Let them do that shit, nigga. You don't need to be openly fucking dealing with shit like that, nigga. You don't have to.
So to wind this topic up is, as the New York Times article, it was a very, very long article, but they were insinuating that he was rhyming gangster and using gangster imagery, but not really knowing the repercussions. There is a clip in that video in between the goons and guns where he's holding a cat, for goodness sake, which means that maybe he was just, this is the type of music that I can make this like I make love songs and shit. You know, no repercussions with that.
Well, a lot of these niggas, they do this shit and they don't think about repercussions. They just doing it because it's just what they do. They go in, they talk this shit, and they ain't thinking they gonna get killed over this shit. They thinking they got full protection wherever they go. They got a bunch of niggas around them that they'll never, ever, ever get caught slipping. But you close your eyes at one point in time. So something's going to happen.
You can defend the music and not the behavior.
Oh, okay.
They make it hard to, though.
Yeah,
They really make it hard to do that shit. Because the music and the behavior is so intertwined, my nigga. It's not like it's separate shit.
And I think what it made a difference to me is that while the media was like, oh, there was a shooting in front of a Run DMC concert. But, you know, running them niggas really wasn't down with that shit anyway. That just happens to be. You know what I'm saying? If something happened in front of a Chief Keef video shoot, well, I mean, 9 times out of 10, Chief got a loaded weapon nearby because he expects that. So, all right. Indeed. Gangster.
And you know what's funny? It's how hypocritical how niggas like us sounded.
I know.
At one point in time in rap, it was a lot of niggas that was just straight faking. Talking they was doing this shit and doing that shit. You need niggas that was doing none of that shit. You know, these niggas moved out to the suburb living that bullshit. They ain't fucking doing none of this shit they talking about on record.
But you moved to Riverside.
Right, but now niggas done, how the shit done flipped where the niggas is doing this shit that they saying on record. These niggas is really killing motherfuckers. Mm. It's crazy.
All right, no doubt. Now, last topic on the Hip Hop Digest for this week is your boy, Remy Ma and Fat Joe, have won a long-standing legal lawsuit. Apparently, there's a rapper by the name of Eric Elliott. Now, I got to think he wrote, what's the name of that record with him and Frenchie and them niggas? They all got named in the lawsuit. All the way up. Yes, thank you. Well, apparently, Mr. Eric Elliott signed away his rights all the way up at a Miami area IHOP, where he was paid $5,000 from Fat Joe and signed the contract and was told he would receive more compensation at a later date.
But he didn't.
But he didn't. He sued. The judge threw it out and said, you know, there's no dispute that you signed the contract because here's your signature on the contract. And the contract clearly states that you will receive no more compensation other than the $5,000 that you got at the Miami area IHOP. He was suing for ongoing royalties. Fat Joe, obviously named Remy Ma, French Montana, the producers, everybody was named. Okay, that just got tossed out. And I seen that. I thought about Swerve.
Well, you know what? That rightfully got tossed out because it should have got tossed out. This is a nigga. First off, when you're being approached like by niggas like that, you didn't know your worth. If they really want that fucking song, nigga, you're going to have to pay more than that.
Okay.
Or you're going to have to, you can have the song, but nigga, I want royalties. I want back end money, my nigga.
So you
didn't negotiate right.
So Eric Elliott's at an IHOP with Fat Joe. He said at that point in time, Fat Joe was very aggressive and he was scared of Fat Joe's street reputation. Almost like the Suge Knight made me sign, you know, Eazy-E hanging over a window, Vanilla Ice shit. I don't know how true that is, but that's what he's claiming. He's claiming that I was afraid of Fat Joe at the time that this was given to me. I kind of didn't have any choice. I was forced to sign it because I know Fat Joe's a real gangster. Speaking of gangsters.
Fat Joe's gangster.
You know what I mean? So all that being said, I thought of Swerve. His lawyer wasn't there. This was not done at an office. None of that shit.
He in there getting a 2-pancake, 2-egg, 2-bacon meal.
All-American, my nigga.
All-American, John. Signing a contract. And in there, I'd be like, can we go to the office? Let me read this. Something. Because like you said, listen, yo. Nobody is going to offer you nothing of their an entity of that stature is not going to offer you shit if they don't think they're going to get something out of it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I get it. You know, people get starstruck. It can happen. It can happen to almost anyone. But when it happens, you can't take it back, yo.
Well,
and you can't get upset with the results of this shit because you did take the money and you did sign the contract. And even if you say you were scared, nigga, if I'm scared of a motherfucker, I ain't meeting you no motherfucking where.
Hell
I hop,
nah.
Motherfucker, even at my grandma's house, I ain't meeting you, nigga. So fuck that shit, nigga. I'm not fucking with you. So you can't have me meet you no motherfucking way.
So, nah. Send my lawyer the contract.
You talk to my lawyer. Let him deal with you, nigga. I ain't fucking with you because I don't know what you might do to me. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit you got to be on if you really scared of this motherfucker. You eating breakfast with this nigga? That's an excuse.
Yeah, it's an excuse.
I'm like, that's the shit you saying, like, this nigga was part of the mob or some shit. Like, yeah, he was threatening my life so you can have the judge feel sorry for you or some shit. That didn't happen.
It did not. So, all right. They won.
Another
it.
Cautionary tale.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I'm trying to think again, as much as Young Bulls diss us or whatever, you know, cats probably, no one ever watched the third base video where they shoot that nigga a pair of Puma sweats and a pack of Newports. I mean, that's an actual event. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's still happening. Niggas is getting, it may not be Pumas and fucking Newports, but they getting something.
A pair of Yeezys and as much lean as you can drink for the afternoon or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Come sit with us in the VIP in IHOP. We'd be good.
In the VIP at the IHOP, nigga.
Bottle service, my nigga.
Niggas coming through with the sparklers and shit.
Hey, let me get some of the mimosas over here.
Bring an extra pancakes, nigga. Double stack. Fuck out of here, son.
Oh, shit. The niggas
what
like...
What kind of gangster shit going on at the IHOP, oh, my nigga? You in shit. Here eating breakfast with these niggas.
Yo, nigga, huh? I don't do white bread whole week with them eggs.
Egg whites, my G.
Fuck that. I don't need all that cholesterol, son. Oh, my God.
That Joe, like, whatever you want.
Got it, son. Fuck that. We turn this bitch into a buffet for you, son.
Oh, shit. Nigga, we done bought out the syrup.
What kind you need, nigga? Don't say butter pecan, nigga. We got to kick you out here.
All right. That's what's good. I think we're ready for Kurgi's world famous.
All right. This week, we got UG and Nick Wiz Metabolic. That's UG and Nick Wiz Metabolic. Now, take to mind that for the next few weeks, these are going to be my leftovers from 2021, the album that I still had on my list. I want to finish them out.
All right.
So that's UG and Nick Wiz Metabolic. And then we got Stand Up. We got Cookbook and Sherbert Portlandulous. That's Cookbook.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And Sherbert Portlandulous.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to have you on the show on Felipe's Killer because I think Cookbook was feeling a little way about his grade.
Oh, man.
My shit John Blaze, son.
My shit more John Blaze than that, son. You tell him why you mad, Cookbook. Tell him why you mad, son.
Oh, man.
You ain't going to get none of them hot fire beats for your next album, son.
Oh, man.
All right, so, okay, we'll do it again next week.
Hold up, B.
Uh-oh, where am I at? Oh, shit, I forgot.
We're not done. You know what? Fuck it. Mr.
Real Kempy?
Real Kempy, this is your chance, my nigga. Since you said you was out of state, I'm figuring it was you because the other kid we already had on here.
Yeah.
So it had to be you. This is it. Next week, my G, next week.
All right, Real Kempy, listen up. If you slow, you blow. I'm out. Peace.
One.
Peace.
First off, I show up at the party and la-di-da-di. Dougie Fresh McFly Marty. Go back in time, back in line, like a chiropractor, your spine snap, crackle it happen when I be attacking the rhyme with this passion of mine. I got them feeling. Now everybody reaching for the sky through the ceiling. But shout it pulling up with a blunt out the cut. I say, you smoking good? She say, it's good enough. So we hooking up, chiefing in the DJ booth. With DJ views, peep game when we break loose. It's like the building don't need they roof. It's on fire. Four eyes flavor my juice, so papaya. Truth don't expire, new dope supplier. I'm Tokyo drifting in cool mode, the tire. Burn rubber racing, wanna ride for free. Well, everybody put your hands where my eyes can see. And just from the front to the back. Put them up, let me know where you at, come on. If you feeling the vibe. Swing them back and forth, side to side, let go. And second of all, I'm on the mic wrecking for y'all. Letting it fall, getting naked for y'all. When I kick it, I young David Beckham the ball. And just do it like Nike when a check is involved. I guarantee you get the best of the dog. DMX catalog, cat call when my teching is strong. Bringing the military weapons along, the rap's lethal. My shows overflow cause flows attract people. Packed out arena, cash clout per diem. I'm so dope I work in the trap house museum. With crack rocks, how does the smoke look? I wrote cook free bass on my notebook with Gizmo Productions. Yeah, the instrumental is flame. My mental, my brain, my thoughts be a little insane. What up, NATO? He know the boy been in the game. So put your arms up like you're trying to signal a plane. And just from the front to the back. Put put them up, let me know where you at, come on. If you feeling the vibe, swing them back and forth, side to side, let go.
$300,000. Do you hear me good? Do you hear me good? We're out $300,000. Now, what do we do?
God damn it, DeSalvio. I've been in charge here 15 years, and nobody tells me how to run my business.
Another classic. Endemic. Rusty Chucks. Blood rivers flowing through these gutters, it's knee deep. Shots bail cops on our trail when we creep. Quiet as a church mouse walking on cotton. Lost and forgotten from that city called the Rotten. Plotting, trying to make our way up out of poverty. Another day, another motherfucking robbery. Rival crew shot at me, they trying to take my enterprise. But I ain't finished, I smoke spinach to energize. Retaliation is an automatic reflex. Three goons, semi-automatic G-Tech. We wreck and we rip the beats up. With our voices, we lift the streets up. Retreat what? I don't never backpedal. Broad day, bring it to the bullies and I clap metal. With Endemic on the beat, it's a sure shot. Jukes burn down stages every tour stop.
I caught the ruckus. Nigga pulling mad cheese off the floor. I caught the ruckus. Nigga pulling mad cheese off the floor.
A master's degree don't qualify you to be an MC. No, I don't got a GED, but studied EPMD. KRS-One, where you couldn't just rap about nothing. No dumbing down nothing. These youngins don't be rapping with substance. When it's inmates who study law and still can't get justice. The system trapped them like them crackers who enslaved our ancestors. It's a slight difference between the past and the present. We just a servants that are master, and they not as aggressive. Still, I'ma do it my way. I won't do what you say. If I did, I'd change my name to Gunta Kinte. I own my master, so I'm not the slave, and I don't waste my ink. I take time and think, mother sucker. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under when these be going undercover. I'm trying to show my little brother, but that nigga don't listen. Still, I don't wanna see him dead or sitting up in no prison.
I caught the ruckus. Nigga pulling mad cheese off the floor. I caught the ruckus. Nigga pulling mad cheese off the floor.
Yo, I'm sick of all these rappers always screaming revolution. Talking about the problems, never talk about solutions. Ain't no discussion, all we need is retribution. More Martins, Malcolm Marcuses, we need more Huey Newtons. We need a resolution, wealth redistribution. Babies killing babies, can we end the senseless shooting? I'm not your average hooligan, never blinded by illusion. Is it all coincidence or is it government collusion? Buffoonery and cooning, causing mass confusion. Time to change the blueprint or we always end up losing. Our future is dependent on the path we end up choosing. We need some self-improvement. You ain't woke, son, you snoozing. The streets is a battle zone, like the guns are Navarone. Come through the wrong block, you better have a chaperone. On microphones, poem deep like a baritone. Just another tale coming straight out the catacomb.
Now or never, Sam. Let's go. Yeah. Let's raise the bar, cause they hating hard. Taking charge, these wingmen ain't involved. This is boss talk.
can't sit with us. No. You take orders, I give them, we get to this different. Yeah. You wouldn't understand, still pitching underhand. Damn. I made a couple grand and I ain't had to touch a gram. Just follow the yellow road that the Tesla drove. Check my phone, see that the investment's wrong. Respect for the lessons learned and the blessings earned. Facts. I'm never flexing, so they're less concerned. Nah. For protection, let the metal burn. Yeah. The hard-headed never learn. Damn. Catch the nerve, leave you stressing the curve. Stretch. Stay out of my way, be better served. Dudes riding the wave, I never surfed. Played the field, stayed in dirt. Yeah. Queens local product. In the booth, spit the vocal product. We sold your soul for golden dollars. Diamond in the dirt, but I'm polished. Shining. We gon' make it, that I promise. Queens local product. In the booth, spit the vocal product. We sold your soul for golden dollars. Yeah. Diamond in the dirt, but I'm polished. We gon' make it, that I promise. Strip the classic with the pen, is magic. I've been the lyrical assassin. Got this rapping in the package. This now or never thing everlasting. Full of passion from the hood, bullets blasting. Moving forward, ain't no looking backwards. Full speed ahead, grind, cause I need the bread. It's up to me to keep me fed. Make sure I eat by all means. I'm from that place that they call Queens. Raw fiends on lean for a squeeze. Bodies left on the scene. It get hotter than the sauna. Sued out, somebody a goner. Another mother morning. It's just another morning. Queens local product. In the booth, spit the vocal product. We sold your soul for golden dollars. Diamond in the dirt, but I'm polished. We gon' make it, that I promise. Queens local product. In the booth, spit the vocal product. We sold your soul for golden dollars. Yeah. Diamond in the dirt, but I'm polished. We gon' make it, that I promise.
Gotta find it wherever it is, just be yourself. Gotta find it wherever it is, just be yourself.
In remembrance, we reminisce. Down to the first kiss, up to the purchase. When at that very moment, you like, really, is it worth this? Life couldn't beat us, that's life without a fetus. When you race 100 cheetahs and dash 100 meters. We go through any moments, living life is just upon us. When you swimming with piranhas, never living dishonest. Be yourself, and that's all that I can say, be yourself. There will never be another you. Never. I'm blinded by the thought of you. Constantly take your mind to an elevation uncharted. Made a little life. Look what we started from being modest on this path of life. You riding regardless, whatever odds is. To memories, I take a swig. Back when I was just a kid. Imagine in this moment, many years I gazed upon it. The mistakes that I have made could've got caught up in my way. Could've been an early grave, but life's not the day. So keep living and strive for the best and never less. Treat yourself low when no one else is treating you higher. Been through all the fire, my soul, it won't expire. Like best friends turning to liars, we're all betrayed. Cause negativity is usually a block away. Be yourself, just be yourself. In every case, retaliation leaves a stain. And the only time I'm drained by your loving when it rains. In remembrance, we reminisce. Down to the first kiss, up to the purchase. When at that very moment, you like, really, is it worth this? Life couldn't beat us, that's life without a fetus. When you race 100 cheetahs and dash 100 meters. We go through many moments, living life is just upon us. When you swimming with piranhas, never living dishonest. Be yourself, and that's all that I can say. Be yourself. I take the words to heart chronologically when it starts. From beginnings to currents to endings is where it stops. Each moment is perfection, though beauty is imperfection. The feeling we can take on this world and past questions. The quartz, every crystal embedded up in the necklace. Essence is like a goddess, will balance you over bottom. Peak season is autumn, it all dies in the winter. Then rebirths in the spring, full blooms in the summer. And at the streak of lightning, ejaculating through thunder. The universal unspoken language is in the open, interpreted like a language can't understand it, it's dangerous. Love is like a potion with flames you can't extinguish. The way you keeping me in my zone is pure genius. Be yourself,
just be yourself. In every case, retaliation leaves a stain. And the only way I'm drained by your loving when it rains. In remembrance, we reminisce. Down to the first kiss, up to the purchase. When at that very moment, you like, really is it worth this? Life couldn't beat us, that's life without a fetus. When you race 100 cheetahs and dash 100 meters. We go through any moments, living life is just upon us. When you swimming with piranhas, never living dishonest. Be yourself, and that's all that I can say. Be yourself.
You could try to walk through, but you won't get far, and you might get a hit with an egg or a jar.
Get shot.